We've heard from a general tonight, we know. You know, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations, and sometimes it takes a leaf from another nation to come and bring us healing. And there are nations that are waiting for us to go with this, what seems like our neighborhood leaf that's nothing to us. We pass by it going in the house and out of, and yet we take it there, and that's the leaf that will bring the healing to that nation. Ron Chamberlain is here, and he has something. I've also asked Mitch Perez, Jane Rendon. Let's stay in the atmosphere for a moment. Pastor Ron, maybe you could continue to play that this general broke through for us, and I want to ask Ron to come. And then Mary Jean Pigeon is going to take the offering. She's a native Houstonian. She's a pastor and a gatekeeper. And we're going to give some of the wealth of our nation to Prayer for the Nations. If you're making out a check, it's going to be made out to Prayer for the Nations. And Mary Jean Pigeon from West Houston Christian Center is going to direct us that way. But first, let's hear from Ron Chamberlain, Mitch Perez, Jane Rendon. If you're led, we want you to move in the opening this general of intercession and prayer has made for us tonight.
I hear the Holy Ghost saying, wind, fires, and rain, it's falling once again. Rivers flowing, winds are blowing, fires are burning deep within the soul. For the Lord is bringing you back to the place where you first began. The place of hunger, the place of thirsting, the place of yearning, where you could not get enough of my face, nor could I get enough of yours. Where you could not yield to any other voice but mine. And yea, I am bringing you back, saith the Lord, to that place again. For many of you have attempted to go in your own strength and in your own ability, and you've come up short and you've wondered, why, Lord, has this not happened as you have spoken in your word? For you have sought to do in your flesh what I have purposed for you to do by my spirit. For what I have called and anointed you to do, you cannot reach that place nor that plateau in the natural. But you must rise up in your spirit, killing, mortifying every work of the flesh, that you may truly soar with my spirit into the heavenly realm and into the place of plenty, into the place of increase, where I will release increase upon your life in anointing, where I will release increase of wisdom, where I will release increase of finances and increase of partners. But you must climb to that place in the Spirit by faith and by obedience to my word. And as you continue to move there and as you continue to live there, when you go to the places and when you go to the nations that I have ordained and established for you to go, you will not go empty-handed, but you will go with the mighty power, demonstrative power of the Holy Ghost. And when your words are released, they will not be as though they fall on deaf ears, but they will fall upon hungry hearts and thirsty hearts, and resurrection life will take place, saith the Lord. Therefore, turn loose of everything that has hindered you and everything that has weighed you down and held you back. And remember, you must die to self before there can be a resurrection of my life, of my spirit, of my power, of my purpose, and of my plan. There must be a death to yours. So again, I say, rivers are flowing, winds are blowing. Get in and don't quit, but continue to move towards the heart of your Father who loves you. For he has released his heart within you tonight, and he has released his words of wisdom within you tonight. Pray, seek, ask, knock, and it shall be given unto you, saith the Lord.
I saw in the spirit a throne. And he that sat on the throne was brighter than the sun at the most powerful. And from that throne, it was as if the gates on the dams were open. And the waters gushed out. And it started to flow. And it was like a river. And I saw people standing on the banks on either side. And I saw them jump in. But they didn't go under. But I saw that that river took them. Wherever that river flowed, they went. And I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, it's my spirit that guides you and takes you where I want you to go. But know this, saith the Lord, that you must abide in me. But there's people that have jumped into my river and have jumped back out because they've decided to do their own thing, to do things their way. I say unto you this, saith the Lord, as I've said in my word, if I warn the wicked man to change his ways, but he doesn't, and he dies, his blood I will require at his hands. But if I tell you to warn the wicked man, and you don't, his blood I will require at your hands. So go forth, pray in the Spirit, do battle in the Spirit, but know this, when you move in my Spirit, you're releasing my power, and that power is the power that sets the captive free. So abide in my word, abide in my Spirit. And you will do my will.
Amen. Well, now is our opportunity to worship the Lord in another way. And I don't like to say that we take offerings. We worship God with our offerings. Amen. Not too long ago, he spoke into my heart just driving to work one morning. He said, when you trust me, you participate in who I am. And I heard him say that again tonight. When you trust me, you participate in who I am. And you know, we've heard words tonight, and words are anointed, and words are powerful, and words are creative. And we've been touched tonight through the laying on of hands. But now, our receiving of that, this is when we participate. And our receiving and responding to the Lord through our offering and worshiping him now with our natural gift that we have to give for the spiritual gift that we've received. Amen. And as we sow seed into this ministry, we are sowing seed into the anointing that we've just asked for. We've just asked the Lord for that. We wanted that touch. And he said, when you trust me, you participate in who I am. Well, if we trust in this ministry enough to let them speak to us and then lay hands on us, now we want to show that we do trust this ministry and we want to participate in this ministry. We want to answer back. We want to respond to God with what we have to give. Amen. So I encourage you to ask the Holy Ghost. Don't just do what you always do. Whenever you go to a meeting, you give this much money. You know that's your little offering. In fact, I'm just going to have to double mine as I was talking to the Lord. I've got to rewrite another check. Well, you know, I'm telling you this, pardon me? Yeah, well... Yeah, I'm telling you, this is a time to participate in who he is and what he sent tonight. The gifting that's been given tonight, we can participate in that by how we respond. So just listen to the Holy Ghost. Don't just listen to the Holy Ghost and obey him, and that will be what you need to do. But I was thinking the other day about how Jesus, when he went in to raise the dead, he took faith in with him, his three disciples, and he said, make room
when he walked in there to raise up that little girl. Make room. And I think when we give, we make room. So as we give tonight, we're making room to receive more of what we've heard. We're making room to receive this anointing. As we give out, we make room. Is that not right? So it's an opportunity to do that. And like I said, when I sit back down, I'm going to write another check. So God is good. Amen. Not even all the time, just good. So we cannot outgive the Lord. So when we pray over this, now I don't want you to just give because it's what we do in church. I want you to, it's money with a mission. We're sowing into nations. We're sowing into the kingdom of God. And we're sowing into our harvest. So I want you to purpose to receive your return on this money so you can give some more. Don't just give out unless it's by faith and receive back the return. Amen. Make the checks out to Prayer for the Nations. And we're going to even pick it up in a Neiman Marcus bag. First class. This is a Neiman Marcus return you're going to get. Well, Lord, we'll just receive that Neiman Marcus return. We'll just believe for a Neiman Marcus return. You could buy something at Neiman's with the return you're going to get. Maybe. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it fun to give into ministries and into the kingdom of God? I would not want a ministry to pass by that I had participated in and not want to participate back. Amen. And this is my participation and yours too. Well, let's just lift it up to the Lord and worship him with it. I want you to look him square in the eye. You just hold him, hand your check into him because that's who it's going to. And give him your check with an honest heart and with faith in your heart. Father, we thank you that we have something to give tonight. You've been so good to us, Lord, and we're so blessed. And we thank you that we have something to participate. And Lord, we thank you that we can hear from the Holy Ghost and we can obey you, that you're going to multiply and send it back to us. And we thank you for that, that you meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity. We just pray your blessings upon Julie and Rod and on Prayer for the Nations and all that they do. We thank you for multiplying their finances, Lord, so they can do the work that you've called them to do. We just ask for you to bless them. We ask your blessings upon Julie and Rod and Prayer for the Nations and their ministries, Lord, their prayer school, their finances, every aspect of their ministry. Bless them. And Lord, we call in those new relationships that you have for them, the divine connections to take them onward. They're believing to go onward. They need new relationships. And we just ask you to bless them with those new relationships. In Jesus' name, Father, we're grateful for this opportunity. I just call these checks blessed. We ask for your blessings, and we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for multiplying this seed. In Jesus' name.
I'm forced to say something. Usually I'm like this, let me. And this time I thought I was going to get away without saying anything. But I was feeling so, as Julie was preaching, that, you know, there are more presidents to come from Texas. And they're sitting right out here. There are more presidents from Texas. And, you know, even before Julie began to speak about that new authority we were receiving. And I just feel that that is so key. And that's why you're here tonight. And I was asking the Lord about, I wasn't asking, but the Lord spoke to me about what I should wear. And he told me to wear red, and I didn't have an all red outfit. And I said, you know, why? And the scriptures that has been coming to me since I saw my pastor, you know, standing Thursday evening is, who is this? Who is this? There was such an anointing of wisdom and revelation on Pastor Joel as he spoke to us. I kept saying, who is this? Who is this man? Who is this coming up from Edom in the glowing colors, in the crimson colors of Borza? Who is this? And I looked at the scripture and I thought, well, I can't quite say that when I read through the chapter of Isaiah 63, because the crimson is the blood of the enemies. You must complete the kill. And this is difficult for us, you know? I mean, part of the reason things took so long in Florida is the same reason that, you know, the victory is sweet, but you must eat. You must eat of and off the head of the enemy. You know, when Joseph had to interpret those dreams, he didn't back off the second dream and say, well, you know, yes, I do have that gift sometimes and it does work, but right now I don't really feel the anointing, you know? Because he didn't want to tell him, you're dead in 3 days, dude. You're out of here. Your head's coming off. You know, the birds are eating off your head. And you're wearing those crimson glowing colors with the blood of your enemies, the resistance, the opposition to righteousness in America. And we're wearing that flag. We're wearing that glorious thing. And the enemy would give us a mutilated victory, but it's a glorious victory. And he wants us to wear that. He wants us to wear that in the full. So they're presidents. This is a presidential meeting. Julie Anderson has come from London to serve you your inauguration dinner. And those of you who could eat, you've eaten of the finest fare. High on the hog, the highest. And we want to thank Pastor Rod. And we know that this all falls back on him and on his church. And this is the lift. This is the lift for that church. I'm very stunned to have Pastor Mary Jean Pigeon. You know, we have a major figure from the city, a native Houstonian, here in our presence. And this is very important for that bridge. It's very important for that bridge. You know, we're reaching out to nations, and we want our pillars to reach. Because we have high pillars in these cities, and we want them to reach over and reach into. So I'm grateful to Pastor Rod, and I'm so glad that you came. And I just want to thank you. I don't know if you have anything you'd like to... Glory. Will you give us one more glory song, like one of those wild praise songs you did in the beginning? As we leave, yeah. Good night. Thank you.
When we were there praying, Lee, I kept seeing you standing there, and the Lord just said to just come and cover you up. Just come on up here. You got your red. Turn around.
Okay.
Oh, just cover you up.
It smells good, too. It smells so nice.
But the Lord says that you need to know more and more and more, Lee. That your prayer will always be never to leave anything undone that God called you to do. But he's saying that to all of you tonight. Let that be your prayer, that you leave nothing undone that God called you to do, and that you do it with excellence. Let that be the cry of your heart. At the end of every time you pray, you seek the Lord, Lord, that I leave nothing undone that you called me to do. Because you know the things that he called you to do, nobody else can do. And you don't want to do it like we say sometimes in the Spanish culture, más o menos, more or less. We want to do it with excellence, right, Mitch? We want it to come forth like gold. We want it to hit the mark every time. When you give a word, you give a pure word. Let it be from the Spirit of God, and let it not be out of your emotions, your attitudes, your ideas. But let it be a pure, sure word that'll set men on their feet, that'll clean the hearts, that'll sharpen iron. That's what you want to do. So let that be your prayer every time, Lord, and let me leave nothing undone that you called me to do, and to do with excellence, Lord. Hallelujah.
She's always on my right side. Thank you, Lord. We've heard a lot about prayer tonight. We prayed. And the Lord just kept saying to me, my word says, ask me, and I'll give you the nations for an inheritance. So I thought it would be good if we just wind this up and ask for the nations. We're talking about the lost, and the nations is where the lost are, right? So, Father, we just come to you right now in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, in obedience to your word, Lord. We ask of you that you give us the nations for an inheritance. Lord, we thank you that you've called each one of us to go out into the byways. You've called us to go into the neighborhoods. You've called us to go into our own nation. And you've called us to go to the ends of the earth. So, Lord, we just call ourselves obedient tonight to go and seek out the lost. And we ask you right now, Lord, for a great inheritance for you. We know that when that scripture was first spoken, that it was said about our Lord Jesus. And we have the honor of bringing that inheritance to him. In his precious name, amen.
Sister Julie, the Lord just keeps speaking this in my spirit concerning what's going on with you in the music industry and where he's moving you and where he's taking to you, where he's taking you to. He said that you don't quite yet understand everything that he's doing, nor do you know how you are going to do it. But he wants you to rest in his love and know that he's already put it in motion and he's already positioning three key people. And within the next 30 days, you are going to hear and see the completion and the totalness of this plan of what God is going to do through the music industry in the nation and in the nations of the world. God is going to unfold it to you. There's a supernatural revelation being released upon you and a supernatural hearing from God. And you're going to see and you're going to hear the total plan of what God is doing. And within the next 30 days, you're going to meet three key people that will be in that industry. So be prepared and know that the Lord has already positioned you and positioned them, and he will bring you and put you in the right place. So rest in his love and know that it comes quickly. Amen.